Hello.
Okay, thank you to be here. So we start the first morning of our meeting with a little delay, as usual. So we are in Italy, so everything is normal, as you know. Okay, the very first is I try to explain you the thread, the transect that can sign this morning. There is a first intervention of Cresson with Nicolas Tixier and Jules Mecoisin. We hope to have here Jean-François Goyard. He can't be here, as a pity, but anyway, they will explain the concept, fundamental concept of created by Cresson of effet sonore. The book in English is Sonic. So what is the title in this one? Sonic Experience. There is also an Italian version. Then I used this book with some classes of my student. There are students of music electronic and also sound engineering. It's not an easy book, but it's interesting for people that are involved in sounds, like sound engineering or composer that works with electronics. And we have a project, and this is the reason of the second intervention, that's l'isolato, because I discovered that close to the station in Cuneo, and very close to the conservatory, the other venue where there is the electronic music department, there is a block that is a difficult block. So thinking to the very beginning of the work of Cresson in a quarter in a difficult Marche, oui. La Villeneuve, I thought it should be interesting try to have a similar approach in this quarter. So this, there is an anthropologue, Andrea Ceraso and Andrea Fantino, and the videomaker that make a short documentary they will present here. And we had, starting from the sonic effects on effet sonore, we had with our students, a group of 9, 10 students, we had a walk just in this quarter. And the idea for me is to keep in contact this local reality that has some point in common with the experience of Cresson, with the experience of Cresson, because in our intention is going on in that direction, so explore a difficult quarter from the point of view, from the point of listening, not from the point of view. Then there is Francesco Cristiani, that is, he's here, is a young musicologue and piano player, that will present a composer that for me is very important, because the composer is Sergio Liberovici. He's a composer that died young, 61 years old, 30 years ago exactly. For me was a mentor. If I start to speak about him, I go on 2 hours, so I need to be very synthetic. But was very involved in political song, very involved in ethnomusicology, in radio, TV. Is in our opinion, mine opinion, our opinion, the most important composer in Turin of the second half of the 20th century. At the very end of his life, I was lucky to work with him, because at the end of his life, after this large experience, he started working with children in the direction of musical theater for children, with the idea that children, the baby, are multisensorial, so the musical theater is the language of the baby. Specifically, Francesco will present 2 works, Il Grande Chiasso, The Big Noise, a folded album of the 85, 87, I don't remember exactly. There are 2 works, for one developed in a primary school, and the other was a performance for little baby, that started from the listen of the world. So it was the idea we make music starting exploring the world from the point of view of listening. Then there is Dana and Yorgos. I don't know so much about your intervention, but you will explain. And to finish, there will be my colleague Silvia, that teach music pedagogy in the didactic and pedagogy of music department, that has collected some work we make together with students of us, starting from an idea I had in the, my class of composition and music analysis in the direction of vulnerability. We have a degree with the address of disability, disabilità. So is the use of how we can use the sound and the idea of composition to work with vulnerable people. There will be at a given moment a very short coffee break, and I think is enough. I leave the space.
Merci. Thank you, Giuseppe. Thank you all. So I'm with Jules Macoisan and Cédric Pichat from the team of the Cresson. You know, the Cresson is a French laboratory at Grenoble in School of Architecture. And more than 40 years ago, the Cresson was created by Jean-François Augoyard, and I was one of his students 30 years ago. And now today, I would like to present from us a very important heritage about an interdisciplinary notion, the sonic effect. But to be clear, we're not totally clear at the Cresson if we say sonic effect or sound effect. But I propose this kind of discussion later, of course. So if I'm here, it's not just me, it's Jean-François Augoyard, of course, by my intervention and all the team of the Cresson. Please. Thank you. First, we know two notions. The first is the sound object by Pierre Schaeffer about the music concrete. And the sound object is very, when we can catch a very little sound to create music after with that. And at the other board, we have the soundscape by Murray Schaeffer. Of course, we know all of that, of this notion. But for Jean-François Augoyard and the Cresson team, it missed medial tools. The sound object is too little, too precise, too musical, too without environment. And the soundscapes is like landscapes, like pictures we appreciate, we hear for the harmony and the aesthetic. But maybe between the both, he missed some things about everyday life sound. Some things like what's happened when we walk on the street, when we are in an apartment, when we do some activities about our relation with the sound. So the metaphor is maybe the object sonore, sound object is like the word. Soundscape, it's more like a paragraph or a text, and maybe the sonic effect or sound effect is more like a sentence. So I begin by an experience, my first research, 22 or 25 years ago, at Trezé in Nantes. I would like to propose two sounds. The first sound is we walk here near a road and a rond-point, a place like that for the car, you know. Yes, and we approach a tramway station, and after we enter on a market, and we exit at the market. So I propose we listen these two sounds. The sound is with it's not my sound. I put some microphone at an inhabitant of the place, and he records and he talk during the walk. First is the car street.
Thank you.
So now we are on the market, in the market. So, these two pieces of sound, of course, it's difficult to analyze like a sound object, but it's not so easy to analyze that like a soundscape, because for people live there, it's not a soundscape, it's a everyday life sound. And we propose to analyze this kind of sound, this kind of ordinary sound, by, of course, what we have at the end of our records, what people say, how we can qualify the moment, what is the time sequences, can we have some measurement? And because we work with people and we have here, of course, what is our observations? For example, about the car, the people say, I see the tramway, but I don't hear it. Or, for example, at a moment, he say, I hear nothing, but on the same time, he hear all the noise of the car. And many things like that. And, for example, when you arrive at the maximum moment close the round things for the car, people accelerated and stopped to talk, and they continue after. So it's a lot of very simple things like that. We can observe, we can catch it, we can record it. And for example, it's a very nice, for me, effect. It's a mask effect. And the sequences, the time sequences is more continuum, permanence. And the level, 63 decibel, it's not so huge in real level. And just after, we have the tram arrived. And now, the tram make different sequences, because he arrived, we have the cloche of the tramway, we have the opening doors, people exit, doors close, and the tram leave. So it's more, it's not a continuum, it's more evenemental. But, and when the people talk, when the inhabitants talk, they talk about the event, but they never talk about the level of the sound. And look at the level, at the maximum is 84 level, very high level. So we just see with these two very simple examples how it's difficult to just have an approach by acoustic or by records or just by sociological comments. So we prefer to cross all these materials and to use the notion of effect to qualify when we cross this material, what's happened? What is a good name to talk about that, to talk about this sentence? So you have an example here, or I try to make a narrative text, but I put some red effect, the red sentence with the effect to use our tools. You can read it, of course, but not all. And for that, we need acoustic tools, we need architectural and urban description, we need social observations, and maybe we need to have a talk with the people, to have entretien. to cross all of that in the proposition, the Cresson proposition, the sonic effect, in order to process the interactions between the acoustic sources, the layout or construct surroundings, the sonic perception, and the sonic actions. Of course, we're not passive, we're always on the sonic actions. So what is the logical status of the effect as we understand it? It is the manifestation of a phenomenon that accompanies the existence of the object. The perceptible effect is immediately linked to the wall of the conditions surrounding the existence of the object. It's at the same time objective and subjective. And objective and subjective, it's not the good way to qualify ambiences or sound effect. Every sound phenomenon is linked to an effect. That's an hypothesis. Structural character of the sound effect. And sound in situ is inseparable from an effect bound to the perception and to the culture of the listeners. For example, the effect of reverberation. We can't cut it. Any physically situated sound is linked to one or more effects. The pure sounds and without effects exist only maybe in vitro, and we're not sure about that. So, more hypotheses about the tool, the sound effect, the sonic effect like a tool. First, a part of the sound effect is measurable. Not all, but a part of them. Second, it's reproducible in the built environment. So the quality of the morphological characteristic of the space is important for the sound effect. Third, it need it's perceptible. We need to investigate the psychology and the of the perception, the psychology of the people. Four, the sound effect structuring element of the perception of the territories. So maybe we can describe territories by the sound effect. And the last, it's a huge hypothesis, as a universal instrument for musical composition, not for architecture and urban composition, but to just to create sound, to invite us to work on an aesthetic of the sound experience in general. So we create a guide of, they create a guide to everyday sounds with more than 80 sound effects. So it's like with this tool, we have 80 words, 80 way to qualify the sound effect. These books are three development, French, English, and Italian, with a lot of problem of translation. That's so hard. And I'm not sure if we do that now, we use the same word. So the works need to continue. And this is an old picture, 30 years ago, of the Cresson. You have Jean-Jacques de Lettré, the acoustician of the Cresson, Jean-François Augoyard, the philosopher of the Cresson, Olivier Balahi, a young prophet teacher, student and teacher, I don't know at this moment, of the Cresson, and Danielle Beraldin, she's secretary of the research of the school at this moment. But I like these pictures because it's that. So we have acoustic, philosopher, architect, and for her, it's habitant of the school. And maybe it's that, the Cresson sonic effect. So we developed, Grégoire Chelkov and other people developed a very nice tool. It's cartophony. Cartophony, you have more than 40 years of sound by the Cresson team or friends. And if you go on a sound, for example, if I go in Italy, in Venice. You have the sound, but you have the description of the sound, and if they have effect connected to the sound, for example, we can make a research by comme ça. Voilà. Par exemple, I search all with the effect, for example, a metabol effect, and I found all the metabol effect we have on our database. I can work on the day, things like that. If I'm not on the screen, sorry. Okay. So at the beginning, I'm in Venice. I search a metabol effect in Venice. So I go quickly because we need to have a short time for the presentation, but it's a very nice tool for us, I hope for other people, and it's an opening tool. You can add sound if you pass by us. So now it's time for Jules. Jules, if you can come with me, because the sonic effects are in 5-6 categories: the elementary effect, the compositional effects, the mnemoperceptive effects, the psychomotor effect, and the semantic effect. And I propose that now the best moment of this presentation is Jules, because he prepares a lot of sound and some descriptions.
Yeah, my job is here to exemplify the sonic effects. Thank you.
This is 15 minutes.
15 minutes. And, grazie. My job, yes, is to exemplify by the listening this all this the cutting effect. And the notion that Nicolas just told us about. And for years, I collected in all these recordings some very short
recordings, better.
Yeah, thank you. Of to exemplify them. So here are the list of in different categories. I don't know if you're much aware about them, but we have the very elementary effect that like reverberation, I don't have to tell you about. Then we have some compositional effect, and then some mnemoperceptive, some psychomotor effects, and finally some semantics effect. I left it beside the electroacoustic effect, which are very peculiar. So I don't know if I can make you listen to everything. Maybe yes, we start. Nicolas, can you show in the list the delay effect? Because it's delay effect is something that you can find in many situations and that we use in music also, but you can find it sometimes in the real life situations. And here is one I picked up in the station of Badenek, I guess, where the speakers are distanced one but to each other, and this distance create the delay effect. So if you want to close your eyes for about 50 seconds.
Attenzione, treno in tracce, sono in area 3, allontanarsi dalla linea gialla.
Attention, please platform 3, treno in tracce.
I hope everybody understood by listening this this delay, this very short delay created by this situation. I don't remember. Maybe the elementary effects are very, very simple. Everybody can have an idea. I won't make you listen to a reverberation again. I guess everybody knows about it. The fluttering echo, yes. Well, this is filtration. One of the longest I've heard. This is not electronic, this is recorded live in the Firmini church by Le Corbusier, nearby Saint-Etienne. I guess it's about more than 7 seconds of reverberation. So that's why I took this one. And I don't know if everybody is aware, the longest reverberation was recorded in Scotland in a tunnel is more than 1 minute, just to give you an idea. There is the flutter echo is very nice, but we won't listen to it, Nicola, because I've discovered one in Cuneo, which is beautiful. If you have to go to pass by the great place, central place, in some each corner, you have welch, and you clap your hand, and you can create a very, very nice fluttering echo. I hope everybody will try it. Maybe we can go to the compositional effects, like maybe the cutout. Cutout, comment dire en français, Nicolas, on dit coupure, yes. Because coupure is very fundamental, very quick, very, very easy to, and sometimes just by walking in the street, c'est coupure. You can live.
Mais on en a d'autres.
Oui, voilà. Il y a des traboules, il y en a déjà quelques-unes. Donc, hein? On a quelques-unes, on est obligé de toutes les faire.
Donc celle-là, c'est sûr que c'est la bonne.
Just the corner of the street creates a cutting effect. In 3-4 meters, you just turn in another street in a small...
Let's
see. I go very, very high of time. Maybe we can listen now to. Do anybody have a wish to listen so to one of the red effects? If not, I would go. To the ubiquity effect, like for example, the mnemoperceptive effect. It's when you're in the situations, you hear something, but you are unable to say where the sound comes from. So recently, with some people of Cresson, we went in around Grenoble to record the different sirens, test of sirens, and there are in all the landscape many, so we can listen, but you're completely unable to say where does this sound come from in all the 4 kilometers away. So say
thank you.
The difficulties of the to record sound effect or sonic effect is a sound effect, sonic effect is in real life. So we need architecture, urban people in a street or in a places and here. And of course, now we have just sound, but we don't have all the situation with us. So it's a paradox to try to listen to you, to put some sound, to understand what is sonic effect. So why this afternoon we prepare a walk in a city with Cédric and Jules and with some microphone material, things like that, to go to research sound effect, to try to catch one.
And if I can add a little detail that's very important, that in most of the situation we live, we are not listening to one effect. I mean, generally, when you do listen to the soundscape around you, you can listen at in the same times to one, two, three, four mixed effect together, and your attention will concentrate on this or on that, which is another kind of effect, a semantic effect. Just like during you listening to us to this, we just listen to the bell of the church beside, and everybody evacuated it because we are concentrated on here and now. But this is what we call we have time for two last. Go down to the semantics effects, maybe. Descendre sur les sémantiques un peu plus bas, sur le papier un peu plus bas, sur le semantic effect. Yes, we have time to talk about this beautiful effect that everybody wonders about. What it might be is a Shakawaji, comes from a Chinese term that evokes a sudden and previous beauty of the soundscape around you. So it's very, very subjective and almost impossible to illustrate. But I'd like to suggest you these 2-3 minutes of listening and tell me after what you think about it, the shower. You can listen to the rain flowing on the Regenschirm umbrellas during people watching the spectacle. In Italian, they talk. Did you understand? I think it's a spectacle in the streets, and it's raining, and they talk about the immigration of Italians to the South of America, I think something like this. And That's why we are this screaming and this. I don't know what they say. Maybe you can translate us one day. But all this mixing was for, I guess Nicolas recorded it, and it was very sensitive for me there. I don't know what you think about it.
Thank you.
Okay, we have 5 more seconds, but we can stop here for questions eventually. If you have questions now, it's your time.
Okay, it's just a comment about the last recording. It was a haunting one, and I was really convinced that it was some part of an excerpt of I don't know, some Italian neorealism film, particularly because of the sound of the rain that I misunderstood as the noise of the medium of the time. Oops, between the recording. And I think this, I do want to comment on the sound of the medium, because sometimes we think that with microphones and high-tech equipment, we achieve the transparency of the medium. Although it's always there, and the way we're going to record it, and the way it mediates from the original source to what we hear, is also very important. And that becomes more and more appealing, as I understand it, as we go further. As you know, recording media become more and more accurate and more expensive at the same time, sometimes. I think there is the time passing in the medium itself, exactly the sound I mistook for you know, the noise of the film, becomes also very important. I think there is some sort of memory lying in there, in a way. It's just a comment.
Precisely. When I listen myself, it sounds like an old film, and almost like the old radios we listened yesterday. This sound is not a fact of technology. No, it's not. It's just the rain recorded on the umbrellas. It's very nice dimension, too.
Thank you, Yorgos. It was a very good comment. It kind of reminds me of a music scholar, Georgina Born, who had said about music technology that it's always presented as if it doesn't exist. And now we are in the middle of in a project researching background music, and it seems that all the comments you get is that music comes and does something to you. While in reality, when you go and interview people, there are all kinds of problems. There are radios that are not working, and the loudspeakers are lousy, and things like that. So I think definitely we have to take these technological issues also into consideration when thinking about soundscape or soundscape recordings.
No more questions.
Thank you.